Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Loos.
Still having fun, John.
And he stayed awake through the whole thing.
Yeah.
And, of course, we're in the Christina Lu Show. And there's an exciting event coming up that Christina's going to tell us about.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, so we've been trying to promote it. I am doing, luckily, the Unitarian Universalist Congregation over at Shelter Rock has agreed to do an art exhibit with my grandfather, who had passed away a couple of years ago. It's a tribute to him. It's called Stars. He was a fashion photographer. So there'll be all kinds of amazing photographs of his. I've been working with my mom putting it together, so it should be a really wonderful event. And it's kicking off the reception on Sunday, July 15th, from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. It'll be up for the whole month, so you can check out the exhibit, you know, all throughout the month, too. But we want people to come stop by the reception, because it should
be nice. That explains why you are so fashionable.
And thank you.
She loves to.
He did do my Christmas cards every year, which was quite the production, as you all could imagine.
Photoed in a fashionable way.
You all can imagine my the crazy process that would go on with my Christmas cards. We're very serious.
Now, I'm going to also give another UU event that's coming up.
Yeah.
Because a flyer went out August 5th at 1 p.m., and these are huge every year. We're having our annual summer concert, and this year it's going to be Gershwin, Strauss, and Rachmaninoff. Mm. But the important thing is, on the flyer that's gone out, it says rain or shine, and it also has to visit the art gallery. That's going to be the same time that your grandfather's event is going on.
Oh,
so
cool.
It'll be an opportunity for people. It's for the full month. You can view Christina's grandfather's stuff.
Yeah, it'll be until August 14th, yeah.
Either come on the 15th for the opening of it, or come on the 5th, listen to a concert, and walk around the place.
Cool, very cool. All good stuff. So,
What is the time of the concert?
Concert's at 1 o'clock, August 5th from 1 to 3.
Perfect.
And if somebody wanted to go and view your grandfather's exhibit, you go there on a Tuesday.
They actually recommend that you give the congregation a call before.
Okay.
Because a lot of times they were telling me sometimes they have meetings and events in that room.
Right.
So they obviously want to make sure that you can come at the best time when there's not something going on in there. So it can't hurt to just give a little buzz. Then that number actually is 516-627-6560. So you can call them and find out if there's anything going on. But it's going to be a lot of nostalgic photos, I think, that people will enjoy.
You ever seen any of them?
It's been fun to.
No.
I've seen them.
Yeah.
It's really.
Mm. I'm going to go that Sunday.
They're just tremendous.
It'll be really fun. It'll be nice. I've been gathering everything, of course, because, you know, and luckily I've saved so much, you know, when he had passed away and when we went through stuff, because he has this whole book of all his magazine covers saved. So we'll have those on display, and it should be really nice.
It'll be one of my first times going on to that property.
It's a beautiful.
Oh, really?
Legally.
Yeah.
Shelter Rock is there. I've been there with my sons.
Oh, okay, okay.
We went in and sat under the rock.
Oh, there you go.
It's a big rock.
It's really a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful building.
Oh, really?
And
some
everything.
Building, yeah.
It's really nice. Definitely check it out.
What's
on
what used to be Whitney? Or was it Green Tree?
Green Tree, no, all the same. Half of it's Green Tree and the other half is Whitney, which is us now.
Yeah.
She owned it all.
Right.
She was the
owner of the Mets, Payson.
Right,
Whitney
right.
Payson.
Yeah.
Oh, look at it. See, Otto has like a full history.
I lived there.
That's right.
Oh, really?
Right.
Oh, okay.
I forgot that you had lived there.
For
and Green Tree
years.
Is across the street and the hospital. I mean, they owned, it seems, most of that stuff.
Well, when I first moved there, which was 1971, Shelter Rock Road was made up of nothing but estates. There was the Grace Shipping Company, Paley, I think it was, Whitney.
Oh, the actual estate.
That whole
there.
Street.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and all those condos were not there. They were all part of, estates.
Right,
estates.
Right.
Yeah.
See, I moved into Great Neck in 79, but I never really paid attention to Great Neck until 2000. I used to go back to Flushing, that's where I grew up.
Yeah.
So, I really didn't know anything about Great Neck and Manhasset, et cetera, until 15, 20 years ago, which is pretty stupid, but that's besides the point.
It's all right. It's never too late, John. But, you know, there's a lot of good history in Northampton, certainly. There's a lot that that is exciting to go on. It's the Gold Coast.
That's the truth. Absolutely.
But also what's really exciting is that the town installed ADA-compliant beach mats over at North Hempstead Beach Park, which is it makes the waterfront and the beach accessible to all those that, you know, might be in a wheelchair or you know, whatever it might be, have a walker. So they're actually able to go right onto the beach, which is certainly difficult. If anyone has tried without one of these things, it's certainly not an easy thing. And on top of that, it's actually for people who, you know, might have a stroller or a cart or a cooler, whatever it is. It makes it a lot easier trying to get on the beach and not, you know, schlepping through, which is really, really nice. And
it's a lot of work schlepping stuff on the beach.
Oh, God, I hate it. That's why I don't go. I see these people
John,
with these
if anyone
just
saw
stuff.
John's face, John just had like a flashback of how stressful it is. I know, it's really... It's certainly not. We've like mastered like different things to like bring with us now because we used to.
I'm just curious about this. All right, yeah. These mats, are they like permanently laid there, or do you lay them out where you want to go, or how does that work?
I think they're permanently laid out. I'll actually check that out on Monday when I'm at the beach.
Yeah,
I will scope out the scene, but I think they're actually, I mean, not permanent for the summer. You know,
right.
And I think this, because this came out of the Disability Advisory Committee, actually. This is one of the initiatives that came out from them. So, yeah, it should be interesting. But I will check it out and report back to everyone next Friday with all this information. But I just think it's great, you know, that, you know, the town is doing all these inclusive kind of things that just make it easier for everyone, which is certainly wonderful.
Something like that. It's a simple thing. That's a biggie, though.
It is.
It really is. It's a schlep.
See, it couldn't change. John could go to the beach now because now he could just,
nah,
you know, he could rock that.
Got to get rid of all the sand first.
He's too busy cooking.
Also, the town clerk's office is holding mobile passport hours on July 19th from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Hillside Library. You could actually go and get a passport, which I think is good. So there, you know, you could actually go to the town clerk's office too throughout the year to get a passport, which I think is so nice that North Hempstead does that, because going to the post office and all these things can get so ridiculous and over the top with all the things you need. So, and you could actually have a picture taken right at the clerk's office too, and at the library. So I think that is really a great thing they're doing. So you can call 311 because you need to make an appointment for this.
Oh, okay.
So definitely check that out, which will be nice. A great program North Hempstead's also doing is the free drop-in summer recreation program.
This is an amazing program.
Yeah, so if you have, you know, if you're watching your grandkids or you want to pass this along to your kids, it's a great thing they're doing, which is really nice. It's at Fuchillo Park, Broadway Park, and Camara Park. Everyone knows camp could be extremely expensive. And what's nice is that, you know, you might have your kid and just try and find something to do with them. So you can bring your kid, you know, you need to stay. You know, there must be a parent. You can't just drop them off and leave. But there's all kinds of different sports and games and arts and crafts at all these different parks. So you can call 311 to get information about that. And that's through July and August.
Cool.
So it should definitely be a great thing, you know, because sometimes I know my own friends, you'd be like, what am I going to do with these kids today? You know, you're trying to find something, and you don't have it planned necessarily, and this way you can go to these little drop-in
programs. Yeah, because something gets canceled or something. And, you know, if you're a grandparent watching the kids while your daughter or son is at work, and whatever was going to happen, the play date got canceled, it's a backup, which is tremendous.
Yeah, I think it's really a good
thing. Or you just leave them in the car.
Yeah.
and that really doesn't work that well.
In my walking, Tully has a big camp thing there now. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And it's pretty crowded.
Yeah.
And the kids are active. There's a lot going on.
Yeah, and over at Clingy Martin Park, they have a science camp that's there too, which is nice. So there's certainly a lot of programs going on in North Hempstead, which is you know, for everyone, for all ages. Nobody can complain of boredom. We've officially decided in North Hempstead. And another great program that's going on at Clark Garden on July 15th, it's through a partnership with the American Association of Physicians of Indian Origin of Queens and Long Island, which is quite the mouthful, is partnering with North Hempstead to provide this program. And the program will take place in the Rose Garden. There'll be light refreshments, weight training, question and answer sessions, and yoga and meditation, which I think is really nice, you know, especially, you know, you could be right under the stars doing this, which is absolutely wonderful. So call 311 or 869-6311 for that, too, which I think should be a very, very nice event. Also, I want to remind people that the concert series is kicking off. There's we'll say it very fast. There's at Manor Haven Beach Park. There's concerts at North Hempstead Beach Park, Tully Park, Mary J. Davies, and Clark Botanic Garden. So there is something for everyone.
Just out of curiosity, if you call 311 on they a can Friday, give you a, yep. they will give you this.
Absolutely. Like they can give you a whole list. Absolutely. They have all this information there. And there's even a calendar that I think was sent out to people, but you could probably request that as well from 311. So.
Now, can't you also go on the town's website?
Absolutely. Right. Yeah, you can go on the town's website, too, and pull up the calendar, and you'll see that there. So
okay.
It's really, there's a lot of great, great shows, and they certainly worked really hard, the Parks Department, to do
all
that
all those papers
as well.
You gave me last week, I brought them home, gave them to Steph.
I know, because I actually, so when I was getting, I usually recycle our material, and I was like, oh, no, I don't have my parks, so I got to reprint this. But it's certainly a lot to do. And then next week's show, we have Grace Anzalone on, who's an author, who is actually a resident of Northampton that had this book about how to do it alone, the art of solving merchandise and service problems and navigating the judicial system, which should be interesting.
Absolutely.
Interesting topic. And then we have Dr. Hoxie on, who's going to talk about foot care for seniors.
Well, I hope the woman doesn't put her foot in her mouth in the beginning, in the first part of it. We'd be
but
in trouble.
But definitely tune in. It should be quite the informational show as well.
I know him from Great Neck for some reason.
Yeah, he's actually a Great Neck doctor.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I don't know how I know him, but no. The name sounds very familiar. Seriously, maybe
yeah,
he might have joined
someone.
We've
had him on a couple of years ago.
You know, seriously, foot care is something that if you have no problem taking care of your feet, it's not a big deal.
Right.
If you do have a problem, it is a big deal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know.
You know, if you can't get to your feet the right way because
absolutely.
Of some physical problem.
And, you know, there's a lot of there's a lot of ailments out there that can impact, you know, especially when it comes to, like, the diabetes, like, world and stuff and the foot issues. It could be a real, real serious thing.
So stay tuned for it next week. Everybody, that's our show for today. Have a wonderful weekend. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.